nutrition or food and diets can be quite frustrating and confusing at times. There's a lot of information online, a lot of this is contrasting, and we don't know who to trust. So sometimes I like to simplify these things. Some very easy tips that I use is to advise people to have a protein source and a fruit or vegetable at every meal. By doing this, it's very, very hard to choose what we would call poor quality meals or snacks. A protein source is needed 4 to 5 times a day, with your three main meals and 1 to 2 snacks. This isn't always simple, but it is an easy concept to follow. Think your way through the day with these different protein sources, things like eggs, milk, fish, meat, dairies like cheese, beans, lentils, chickpeas, corn, and other sources like that. So if you're thinking your way through with protein in every meal, you might be thinking porridge or cereal with milk, and a yogurt and some fruit for your breakfast. It could be eggs and lean bacon on toast, bacon and beans on toast. There's loads of different options. For mid-morning snacks, I quite like yogurt bowls or smoothies. For lunch, chicken sandwiches, tuna sandwiches, ham and cheese, sandwich with a bowl of soup, that can all work. And at dinner time, we normally have our main source of meat or fish, and a snack then in the evening time. It could again be yogurt based if you use whey protein because you train. There's lots of different sources of protein that we can get throughout the day. The other side to this is the part that really shores it up, the fruit or vegetable with every meal, which does sound a bit dramatic. It sounds like I'm being a complete nutrition nerd, but when you think your way through it, it's not as dramatic as what it seems. So the general guidelines will be to get 5 to 7 portions of fruit and vegetables every day. I know this can be tedious and it can be quite difficult to do at times, but when you find the habit and you try to follow that as much as you can and find a routine, it doesn't become that difficult. If you think your way through, so breakfast options might include cereal or porridge with berries and banana. That could be two sources. You may have smoothies. You can sneak in a couple of different sources of varied colors, berries, frozen berries, bananas. You can even go towards baby spinach, and these things blend up quite nicely. Other things you could use are snacks like yogurt with some berries and fruit. I think it's quite easy to get fruit and vegetables with our main meals, like our lunch and dinner. You might have a bowl of soup. You could have fruit on the side of a sandwich. With dinner, I think we're all quite in tune with getting 1 to 2 sources of vegetables in there as well. So when you think your way through that, it's not as difficult to get 5 to 7 portions. 7 might be pushing it, but 5 portions with avocado and egg on toast, soups, smoothies, juices, and generally snacking on our fruit as well. When we get hungry throughout the day, picking up an apple, a pear, an orange, or something like that can be quite an easy way to go about it as well. So that's one of my tips, is to get a protein source and a fruit or vegetable with all meals and snacks within reason, and you won't be too far off.